Good morning. It is 9:22 a.m. We are here today, October 21st, 2015, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 15009, Corando Corporation versus Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova, Tirza Begana, and Michelle Brillante. Will appellant Corando Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record? Please speak into the microphone.
Good morning, Madam Auditor. You don't have to stand,
but I do.
Okay.
Can't help it. And Mr. Camacho. So with me today, my client, Mr. Dennis Hahn, and one of the other principal is Mr. Kim. And then with me is, you might know her mother, Maria Fitzpatrick's daughter, Sarah Fitzpatrick. So she's
back.
Clicking. Okay. She's going to law school soon, so.
Second generation.
Yes, so she's assisting on this case. Okay. Thank you.
Will purchasing agency Department of Public Works please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Tom Keeler and Rob Weinberg, on behalf of the Attorney General's Office and the Department of Public Works, there are no DPW representatives.
Thank you.
Just for the party, I apologize for being slightly late. It does take a while to get from the Northern Satellite Court down here. I was called very late last night to attend a hearing at 8:30 this morning. Now, my understanding is that has either party filed a request for a hearing in this case? That's a threshold issue for this morning.
Yes, well, we would like to have a hearing on this case, Corando, and happy to file one.
It has to be filed in writing.
Okay, we'll submit one today.
Yeah,
we
very well.
We'd like a full hearing on the merits.
Okay, so the appellant desires a hearing on the merits. And just to let the parties know, you do have the option, of course, that you could submit your pleadings on the record, and essentially we would decide the case in approximately 30 days or so. But it's my understanding you want to proceed with the hearing?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't file your request for hearing by 5 o'clock today, we are going to decide it on the record. Okay, I'll make that rule right now. And if we're going to have a hearing, though, we still need to have a pre-hearing conference. And do the parties intend on filing any pre-hearing motions?
Yes. May I?
Go ahead.
I anticipate that we will, depending on, there are two potential motions I think I would like to bring to the OPA this.
Okay. You don't have to explain them now. Just if they're going to be motions, that just means I have to create a motion filing schedule. Okay.
Right. And so I anticipate filing possibly two motions.
Very well. Okay. How about the government? Is it
yes, we plan on filing some motions. We also, as a preliminary motion, plan on filing by next Wednesday a motion to disqualify civilian Tang.
Okay. Before you do that, all right, be careful with the grounds for your disqualification. I think that that maneuver has been tried several times, for example, in many cases in the Superior Court of Guam, and I think the case law is quite clear on when such a movement and such a motion might prevail, and the many times that they won't. All right? So rather than reinvent the wheel, I ask you to take a look at some of those cases if you're going to file that kind of a motion.
Certainly.
Okay? Now, but like I said, when I'm asking for motions, that just means I have to schedule a pre-hearing conference in about 4 weeks or so to give the parties time to brief their motions, give the other non-moving party the opportunity to oppose, and of course, the movement would get a reply. So when, are we available in public stores for pre-hand cups?
Sure, if it's a pre-hand.
It's a pre-hand.
We're gonna schedule the hearing, yeah.
No, it'd be hearing other motions and a pre-hand.
Then we should have that as soon as possible. How, what's?
It's gotta be 4 weeks if they're gonna file.
Okay, today is the?
21st.
So the earliest, actually, because of our travel, I may not be back, so the earliest we have is the 24th.
Are the parties available on the 24th at 9 a.m. of November?
Oh, November?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because remember now, we're in the last week and a half really of October, so that would give the parties sufficient time to brief their motions, oppose the motions, file the plots. I'll be drafting a motion filing schedule as part of the order or a pre-hearing conference order. Now, that's assuming that I receive a request for a hearing by today. Now, okay, so pre-hearing conference is tentatively scheduled for November the 24th, 2015, at 9 a.m. Are there any other issues pertaining to motions that the parties feel I need to address at this time?
If we will receive the dates, the briefing dates, that's fine then.
Well, I'll come up with the briefing dates, but it won't be this week.
That's fine.
Okay, so your deadline will probably be next week sometime, give the parties sufficient time to articulate their motions, okay? And it'll just be a motion filing deadline. Of course, there'll be a deadline for oppositions and a generic deadline for replies. And then we'll hear them at the pre-hearing conference. Now, the other matter that came up was the procurement record. My understanding was I gave a deadline that's come and gone, and the rest of the procurement record hasn't been filed. But my understanding is the government was gonna file today or sometime soon?
Yes, it should be filed today.
Should be filed today, very well. And once again, in the order, if there's anything in the record at this time that's been marked as confidential, proprietary, so on and so forth, that portion of the procurement file will remain under seal, but you do still need to create some document identifying, giving a brief description of what those documents might be to give the other party notice of them. But those documents themselves would be under seal. We'd review them in camera, of course, unless somebody made a motion to have them disclosed, okay?
So just to clarify.
Yes.
Instructions, if any document will be filed by DPW is confidential, proprietary, or subject to some kind of privilege, there should be a log of that document having been.
Of course.
Designated. So we'll call it the log, whether it's for confidential documents, privileged documents, or proprietary documents.
That's correct, yeah. So there'll be a privilege log, so to speak. Those are for any, those are for documents that have been previously marked in the record as such, okay? Do the parties understand that? Thank you. And so I'll give you till, make sure, is 5 o'clock today good, or do you need more time realistically? We can make it 12 o'clock tomorrow?
12 o'clock tomorrow is preferred, but I fully anticipate that they'll be filed today.
Okay, so I will give the government until noon tomorrow to file the procurement record. We'll extend the time previously ordered from the government to do so. And with the proviso, of course, that the government must also they must file the entire procurement record, but of course, for the proprietary confidential portions, they must also file a log of what those documents are. Those will be filed under seal with the OPA, but the log must be disclosed to the appellant. Is that clear?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I raise one issue?
Sure.
I have a question regarding the documents, and I'm anticipating that we will get to a hearing and on merits, and the log, there's just from what we've seen from our Sunshine Act request, there are a huge amount of documents.
That's why it's taking them a long time.
Right, and there's, you know, depends on what issues involved and whose view you're looking at, may or may not be relevant. So to the extent that we feel, Coronda feels, that there are other relevant documents that are not in the procurement file, instead of, you know, arguing with someone about DPW about why aren't you producing this procurement file, is there a process by which we can either supplement or request that they supplement? Is there a preferred method that you have for making sure that we have a complete record going forward? And I assume that when we do go to the hearing, I will submit basically our exhibits in advance, and so that it will include that. But do you have a preference of how we address this issue?
Well, the issue's already been set by Guam law. The entire procurement file is a public record, period, with the exception of any of the documents that have been marked confidential or proprietary. Now, the entire procurement file, no ifs, no ands, no buts. And if there are any portions, for example, that are improperly marked as confidential or proprietary or haven't been released, yes, that subject, that's the only portion of the file I believe might be subject to a motion to have those disclosed. Now, you could, for these proceedings, once the OPA does, at the agency level, though, I just want to make it clear that anybody, not just the appellant, could inspect those files because they are a public record, period. At the OPA level, they are a public record with the exception of anything filed under seal. So that's kind of how I view the record already. It already is a public record. There shouldn't be a need for motions to compel or motions to display. Unless there's some funny business, and then, of course, that's when those motions become necessary.
No, I'm not alleging that there's any funny business. For instance, we've made a request for documents, communications from standard consultants, and the consultants with DPW or third parties related to this matter determination, and we kind of list the scope, and Stanley basically refused to produce. Okay, so maybe somebody else has these documents, but they're under the control and under Judge Van Abusen's, one of Judge Van Abusen's decisions, which we provided, that they're required to produce. And time has come and gone, and we haven't received those responses. So, you know, that's where I'm directing my question. So you have a very broad and I think a correct view of the procurement law. But when I already run into these problems, and I think I would just want to bring this to your attention so that hopefully we don't have that problem. And
well,
if Stanley is not going to produce, then we need to know that today, because then, you know, then I have an avenue, obviously, to file a motion or...
Well, let me ask this question. Is Stanley a consultant for the procurement project, or is Stanley a consultant for litigation, or an expert for litigation? How does Stanley...
Stanley served as a construction manager.
So it's actually part of the procurement file. Is that correct?
And we've produced all documentation, correspondence between DPW and Stanley. What Ms. Tang is requesting is internal correspondence between Stanley, that may be with counsel, maybe with in between individuals that aren't, that the department wasn't included on.
Okay, now.
When you say the department was not included on?
Correct. We've provided everything that is in our files.
Okay, but well, we haven't seen it yet, so it's kind of putting the cart before the horse to assume that, I'm assuming that when the government produces the file, and I assume in every instance that they will produce the entire file. It's very rare that we've had a situation where the government fails to do that. Now, there might be through error or because it's voluminous, but I haven't had one case, or I should say there's only one case I can think of where they were purposely, wrongfully withholding files. Okay, so it's rare to have that, and I'm assuming once they produce it, they probably, statistically speaking, won't produce the entire file. But if they don't, yes, that's, please tell us and bring that to my attention, because as I stated, I'm going from the premise that the entire file is public.
I just want to be very clear what we've received in connection with our Sunshine Act request. We've received communications from Parsons Consultants, and they were delivered to us under Parsons consultants' names and batches. Okay, so those are the communication emails and attachments that we received. And I subsequently followed up with communications from Sandy. We cannot assume that Parsons people got all emails. So, and that's when we hit a roadblock. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That there were no documents produced. And even if they're duplicate, they should have produced.
Well,
I don't think it's their determination. I'm sorry.
What I was saying, they haven't produced their file in this case yet. Of course, they're going to do so tomorrow. You certainly can inspect the public portions of the file as it's produced to the OPA. If there's something you believe that they're not producing that they should, of course, the motion deadline is not till next week, and you certainly will have ample opportunity to follow up on your theory. And if it exists, file a motion to cure it if there's some shortfall.
Thank you.
All right. So procurement record, noon tomorrow. I'll put that in order as well. And are there any other, I believe you may have extended the time for the agency report and likewise the response of the parties. Has that timeline been exhausted yet?
No, so we filed our, response to the agency report on Friday. Last Friday.
We did receive it.
And we've had major server issues that day. So we did file late, and I advised Mr. Keeler, and I informed him that if he needed additional time, because we weren't able to, I emailed a copy, but I wasn't able to serve him with a hard copy until Monday. It was late in the day. That if he needed, we would certainly not object, of course, subject to the OPAs and your consent, but if they need additional time to file their comments to our answer, I have no objections.
Well, when did you physically receive the copy of the comments to the agency report?
Monday.
Monday? All right. So I'm going to extend your time. You will have until, I believe it's 7, or is it?
5 days.
5 days? 5 working days, I believe.
Correct.
So you will have until Monday of next week to submit any rebuttal comments that you desire.
Thank you.
And once we receive that, essentially the main pleadings of the case will close, subject, of course, to the motions. And just for our edification, the OPA's edification, when we talk about the project, what project does this contract specifically apply to?
Which bridge?
Both bridges. It's the.
It's both bridges?
Yes.
Okay, now we're talking about both of the one-lane bridges right now?
Yes, Billy and Pequot. That was one project.
It's one project. Both bridges.
Correct.
Okay. It's the
Now is this the is Carano Corporation the successor contractor to Hubtech, who I think originally had those projects?
No. They were the original. They were the original.
No, I apologize. I'm mixing up.
That's a different contract.
That's a different road project.
All right, so let me just separate that. That's another case, kind of like this one. Separate that one from my mind. All right, so talking about
Billy.
And,
It's called Billy.
What's the other bridge? What's the other
Pequot.
Bridge?
Pequot.
Pequot. Okay, so Billy and Pequot Bridge. Okay.
Yeah. The one Hubtech was the Setigate.
Got it. And then on the Billy and Pequot bridges down south, how much? Let me just ask the purchasing agent. How much was paid so far on this contract?
Nothing was paid.
Nothing was paid?
I don't believe so.
Really? All this time?
Hey, applications were submitted, but Stanley did not approve the payment, so they never got paid.
Stanley has not since the time it has been engaged, it has not received one...
One dime.
One dollar, really?
Yep.
That's unusual.
And Stanley, for the record, I don't know if it's clear, it's been terminated for the project. Has been terminated, I think.
Yes, yes, we got that. And maybe just for the record also, your prayer for relief is to...
Make a determination that, for the opioid, to determine that the contract was terminated wrongfully, and therefore the termination for convenience is the remedy we are seeking.
The remedy is for convenience.
Termination for convenience.
Yes, as opposed to wrongful termination. So you're willing to move away from the project?
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of like what I wanted to, when I read the...
Yes.
Yes.
And of course, the government is trying to, in this case, its prayer is essentially that we sustain the finding of wrongful termination.
That it was terminated properly.
Yeah.
Breach of contract.
Or a contract controversy termination, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay. Are there any other issues that I need to address at this time? Very well. It is 9:44. The status conference is hereby ended, and I will be filing a scheduling order for the motion hearing and the pre-hearing conference probably by tonight or tomorrow afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.